So we left with one problem in Tosfos. I mean, without going over the details of Tosfos Svara, I think we could go over the problem which we left with. Somewhat parenthetical. So the point is that according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they all, that the Isser of eating Chadash, it only goes until the morning of the 16th. Okay, because that's when it becomes the new year, so it's the new season. So now it's not Chadash anymore, now it's Yashon. Right? But there's a separate mitzvah to wait, to delay your eating until you bring the Karban Omer. Okay, which as we said, it's a mitzvah that you're eating, that the eating of the Jew is founded upon the Karban Omer. Okay, it's founded on, built upon an expression of L'Hashem Ha'atzim Lava through bringing the Karban, of recognition of God. But that's a separate mitzvah. It's not the Isser Chadash. Chadash is Machalas Asuras. It's just like you're not allowed to eat new Tvua. That's one thing. But this is a totally separate thing, is that your eating of Tvua should be built upon, should be matired through or founded upon this idea. And that's an asay. It's an asay in like the eating of Yisrael. That it's built upon that idea. Totally separate thing. But it's like an Isser. That practically means it's also to eat beforehand. Practically, but it's not a lav, it's formulated as an asay, as a positive thing. Okay? But it's a real deraisa, it's not just a mitzvah, minamuvchar, a nice thing, a kiyam. It's a real esser. Just not the negative, it's more of a positive halacha, which generates a practical violation. But a deraisa. Okay? Now the problem with this pshat, Tosfos asks, is the Gemara says that I understand if it's an esser, I understand how you can be gozer against it, how you can make a gzeirah, right? It's legitimate to make a gzeirah that maybe next year they're going to rebuild the base of Mikdash. Right, because what was the thing? The thing was that they said that after the Mikdash is destroyed, technically speaking, it should be mutter first thing in the morning, right? Because now there's no mitzvah anymore of waiting till, right? There's no mitzvah, there's no such thing as a mitzvah, there's no Karban Omer anymore. So that's it, you don't have that mitzvah anymore, right? So that whole kiyam isn't available, that whole mitzvah isn't available insofar as there's no omer. So all you're left with is really the isser. So therefore, once that isser elapses in the morning, so after the mitzvah is destroyed, that's all that should be left. Right? But they said, as they were choshesh, what's going to happen is, next year, or hopefully in the future, the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. Whenever that happens, it'll be rebuilt. People are going to say, oh, last year we ate right away, first thing cracking on, right on it. So this year also we'll be able to eat it on Eitz. But they don't know the reason why is because last year when they ate it on Eitz is because there was no Karban Omer. But now that there's a Beis HaMikdash, now you have to wait till they have to bring the, right? So in order to protect against violating that Isser, so therefore the Rabbanu Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says that the Rabbanu goes there. Okay, so Tosfos asks, unobsessed, the Gemara says that that's very good if you say that eating after Hanetz is an Isser. But if you say it's just a mitzvah, then why should he be gozer to protect the mitzvah, right? So Tosfos asks, what do you mean why should he protect the mitzvah? Mitzvah is also important. Mitzvah is a deraisa. So it's all equally a deraisa. So what's the difference if it's a lav or if it's a mitzvah? So, and if you want to tell me that somehow, no, we're not gozer against the mitzvah, only against the lav, he says, you see, even by Beitza, by Achana Deraba, which is the Derabanan, where gozer, then maybe next year the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. and we're gonna, it's going to lead to problems. So there, even to protect the Rabbanan, so you can't tell me that this kind of gezeira or whatever is not that significant, and we're only going to do it for a lot, because the very same thing of maybe like when the basement is going to be rebuilt, that type of gezeira itself, you see, even applied by the Rabbanan to protect the Rabbanan. So then, certainly, you're going to have to say it by the Raisa of Arasei. Can't say that Arasei the Raisa is worse than a. Than a Derabanan. So our question is, apparently there's Hamid Maskan and Tosa, that he'd be willing to say somehow it wouldn't be appropriate to be goes here, but by a laugh. But he rejects it because he sees that it even applies by Derabanans, this type of Gzera. So, and what he was saying is that it doesn't seem like he's just wondering whether generically you have Gzeras by Asays or by Derabanans, but it seems to be this particular kind of Gzera, which is based upon the fact that next year there's going to be a Mikdash. You know, or that whenever a Meher Beis Mikdash, the Mikdash should be rebuilt. So we want to know, what's the question about whether or not it's appropriate to have that Gezerah, you know, only by Lavs, or it's going to even apply by Asay, by Gezerah? an aside, if you'll ask, that how you gozer against the Rabbanon. In general, we say you don't make a gzera against a gzera. So I think the standard answer for that kind of question is it's called the gzera. One gzera, which I think the Rambam explains to mean that if the first gzera wouldn't exist without the second thing, then it's all incorporated into one gzera. Which means is that if you're going to make the gzera and it's in the time whenever the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, the whole thing is going to fall apart. So then they had to build it in a way that would account for that also. So they built into the initial gzera the ability for the gzera to stand. So then that's not a problem. Gzera is where it's not the gzera can stand on its own. You just want to set up a super added protection. So that technically gets around the problem. But still, it's built upon, it's factoring in this idea of the basement that's being rebuilt vis-a-vis of the Rabbana. I'm thinking to like Levi, if you take your question. And Jonah's asking is that why is the Matir, if you tell me your Choshesh that next day when the basement is destroyed, then they're going to end up, when the basement is rebuilt, they're going to end up now eating it at Hanetz, which they shouldn't be. They should be waiting until they bring the carbon Omer. So why does the Gezerah have to say it's Asr all the way till the night? Just say the Gezerah is up until Chatzos, because that's they always bring it before Chatzos. Right? It's Chazaka. So why say the night? So Levi's answering, and he's right, is that see, the Deraisa is that there's two Matirs. There's the Matir of the Kohen, the time of the Mikdash, which is the Kohen Omer, and then there's the Matir when there's no Mikdash, which is the Heir Mezrach, the beginning of the day. Right? Now what we're saying is the problem with using the Matir Heir Mizrach is going to be confusing because people are going to basically think that that's always a Matir, right? So what they did is they said that you can't use that Matir. You can't rely on it. You have no right to make use of that Matir. Even when there's no Mikdash, you have no right to use that Matir. So if you don't make use of that Matir, what are you left with? You're left with the Matir of the Omer, like the Omer Matir in the time of the Mikdash. Now, what happens in the time of the Mikdash if you don't bring the Omer? So it becomes Matar at the night, right? Once this amount of Omer lapses, right? Like we talked about that, right? There's no longer a reason for this. So basically, they're saying is you have to treat after the Mikdash as if there was still a Mikdash, right? Because you can get confused between the halacha before and after. So say, treat it now like there's a Mikdash. So there's a Mikdash, you'd have to wait until you bring the Omer. Now, if you don't bring the Omer, then it's going to be into the nightfall. So you can't say, but treat it like as if there was a Mikdash and then Matir Chatzos. Because Chatzos isn't really Matir, the Matir is like grows Omer. But now you're not bringing the Omer. So if you treat it like the Mikdash, you have to basically make the Halacha like, treat it like even though it's Chatzos and there really is a secondary system, you can't use that secondary system, rather you have to use the primary system. The primary system is the Omer is a Matir, and if you don't bring the Omer, it's Matir at nightfall. So that's how it goes. Okay, good. Good question. Good answer. So I mean, the case there, I'm just looking at Beitza. So, without getting into all the nitty-gritty details, but the point is that a Beitza, which is born on one day of Yantif, is it also on the next day of Yantif? So it turns out that it depends. In the time of the Mikdash, there was this phenomenon of like a two-day Yantif, because whatever, for some reason, because the VM, when the Edom come, and Kali Shechodesh, and whatever. So in the time of Mikdash, this also, the egg which is born on one day, is going to be also on the second day. But after the Mesa Mikdash, when whatever, they don't have Shira in the Mikdash, it's sliding something and it just goes on the Mikdash, really the egg should be Mutter. So someone argued that really it would be Mutter once the base Mikdash is gone. The egg would be Mutter. But they say that no, there were Gozer, that because what's going to happen is if you're going to allow to eat it, eat the egg, when the base Mikdash is rebuilt, people are going to continue to eat this egg. And that's going to be a violation of the Ezer. So therefore they said, even after the base Mikdash is destroyed, still Aser to eat this egg. But this egg, it tells us saying, is only based upon Nisar of the Rabbanon, Rechana the Rava, which is the Rabbanon. So now you see that we're worried about this thing, the Beis Mikdash being built, even though it's only the Rabbanon. Right. What do you think about it? When you just hear about this Rabbanon, what about this Gezerah of the Shem and Mikdash, how does it strike you? Something like this. And see what you guys think. That what Jonah's mentioning now is that I don't really see the practical chashash of a long-term problem here. Because, look, everyone knows when you build a base of Mikdash, everything is a game changer. And the halachas change, and we start bringing our banos. Like, there's going to be a new massive education of all the people about how everything's done, right? And it seemed to me is that if now we bring the Korban Omer, so then you'll teach people that even though previously the Matir was the, was the morning, but now the Omer is the Matir, it's part of the Omer. It doesn't seem to me to be a big deal to teach that to people. It seems to me it's like what the way the Gemara is formulating is they'll say Yishtaka, last year, this is what we did. So it means it's like it's not that these things take time, so you can't necessarily, depending on the timing of when Mashiach comes, when the Mikdash is built and whatever, you can't necessarily get this wide dissemination of information right away. These things take time. And it's going to be a whole long learning process. So it's going to be, a few year, two year, whatever it is, until you really undo the mistake, so that you're going to have a short-term mistake. Okay? So the question is that it's not the ordinary way gezeiras are made. Normally, if gezeiras, which are because of a, so to speak, a permanent problem in the system, there's a permanent mitzvah. So you're saying is the system is has a problem that it's a stumbling block, and the stumbling block has to be corrected, otherwise people, doros, are going to stumble on the thing. But here you have an interesting thing, is that you have a gezeira, which is for a short-term problem. So it could be Tosis is wondering, is that how does that work out? Does that have the same, how does that work? Because you see precedent that there is such a gezeira. But you could see, Tosis saying is maybe you'll say that when you deal with a short-term problem, you have to weigh out how bad is the problem which is going to cause. If it's a lav, which is really chamor, so then you'll say, fine, even though it's a one-time thing, but you'll say that the chazon make a gozer against it. But if it's just an asay, which is of lesser chamra, so maybe you're not going to be gozer. So, right, and it's by normal gzeira, which is a permanent, you can never say, look, let it fall. But here, you're not letting it fall, it's just the one time that maybe the basement is going to be built, and then people aren't going to be able to do it. So in that area, since the whole thing itself is a short-term problem, maybe you'll say is that it's they're only going to be goes there by a lav, or something which is really chamor. So it's saying is, you see it's not true, because you see this is the very same type of gezeira, it's even by Drabanan. So you see, in terms of chashashos and gezeiras, you have no right to say the long-term, short-term is the long-term. But apparently Chazal treated the same exact way, and just like we have a gezeira for a permanent situation, a gezeira for 1 year, and there's no, that's not a factor. Our protecting of the Torah, we can't in any way say, well, there's a difference between permanent or one time. That doesn't matter. You see in terms of gezeirah that there's no precedent. You see that this type of gezeirah applies equally, whether it's 1 year or long term, even by Darabanan. So now, you see they don't see any indication of any differentiation. So therefore, it's not, he's saying it's not legitimate now to say, in general, that's what I think Tosafot holds. Look, in general, he doesn't really see the difference between the lav and asai. You know, you don't see anything. It goes against asai, it goes against the lav. But even if you want to tell me that it's because here there's a difference, because this is unique, but it doesn't matter. Even in this type of gezeira, you still don't have it. So apparently, there's no difference. The fact that it's a gezeira because of a short-term thing, it doesn't affect it. It doesn't matter. Gezeiras are like, there's a certain gezeiras are like, it's not such a simple matter, gezeiras. There's like, you have to have a certain quantity of chash to be able to start coming in and start making gezeiras. There's a quantitative factor. Just because you could come up with a theoretical possibility, maybe whatever, you don't necessarily make gezeira. There has to be enough of a chashash. There's quantitative factors involved in the thing. So you may say, look, this whole thing, see, you don't say maybe, maybe it's definitely going to be rebuilt. So that's why it's not just like maybe something. It's definitely going to happen. It's part of the whole Torah. So it's definitely going to happen, but it's a one-time event. So you don't know how exactly the gezeiras work out, how the Rabbanan treat. Look, and even that one time, it's only a maybe. Maybe it's going to be built and people are going to know about it. Maybe it'll be enough time. So like you may say then, Tosafot is wondering that maybe when it comes to a chashash of a one-time thing, if it's very chamor, you're going to have to look. If you one time, maybe you're going to drink poisons, then you're going to have to make a gezeira against something. But if it's one time, and maybe it's just going to give you a bellyache, so whatever, one time, you're not going to worry about it. Like, in these types of things, in precautionary measures, the frequency, and you know how often things are going to happen is a factor. But that's what he's saying. You see, Fantoza is saying is it's not true. That there's no, you don't see in Chazal any differentiation between 1 year and not. Doesn't matter if it's 1 year, doesn't matter if it's 100 years or whatever, a permanent thing. You see that even by Gizra Darabaman, we do it. So apparently they don't differentiate. I'm not sure. Like, another way to learn the maskana. I'm not really sure. But you could say, really, enechanami. Really, 1 year wouldn't be sufficient. All right, really, like Tosas is right. In theory, you could argue. I'm not sure how you lean. But if you lean that you really think it's hard, it seems hard to be gozer for one-time thing, you could argue is that since it's not just any 1 year, it's the year of the Bnei Beis HaMikdash. So you could say, like, that's like the you're setting up, that's like the goal of the whole system of the Torah is this era of of the Mikdash. So you can't just say, the beginning of the Mikdash is just a year or two. Like, maybe I could see arguing as if it was just like the chash of that in the year Y2K 2000, there's going to be a computer bug and whatever. 1 year is 1 year. But this is not just any 1 year. This is the 1 year of the Binyan Bayis. And it's the dedication of the system in its fullest extent. And that, you can't compromise on that. That's really the emergence of the system of Torah, and you have to be especially protective of that. I'm not sure. I mean, I could see the argument anyways. Who cares? Because you can't say even 1 year. 1 year is 1 year. But I'm not really sure. Not sure which way to go. Okay. So now let's go to the next shita. So basically what the Gemara says, the Gemara accepts this line of reasoning. Okay, Tosus doesn't understand it, by the way. So this Tosus leaves as a kasha. Because the Gemara says that if it's just an asay, just a mitzvah, why should you be worried? Why should you be gozer? So Tosus in here by us says, I don't understand it. What's the difference? Why should that matter? And he leaves as a kasha. Tosus in earlier in the Masechta says that the mitzvah is not really a mitzvah. It's not this kind of an idea, but it's just a mitzvah and a mavkar. The mitzvah just means it's like a super added kiyum to do the karban in the highest way. Okay, which is that, you could say, it makes sense. You're not going to be gozer against that, because look, so 1 year, they're not going to do the mitzvah and mavkar, fine. That you can understand. But either way you go, whatever it is, that's the bottom line of the Gemara. Is that the Gemara is saying is, how could you, it's asking, it's attacking Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, who are maintaining that this whole thing is only a mitzvah, by saying is, if it's only a mitzvah, why should Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai be gozer? Right? Why should Rabbi Yochanan be gozer again, just to protect the mitzvah? And that's the kasha. It's a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, who are claiming that even in the time of the Mikdash, the idea of waiting until you bring the Omer is only a nasai, and only is only a mitzvah. So, right? They're asking on him from the statement of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the Gemara answers, it says, Amar Rav Nachman or Yitzchak, it's like around the 10th line, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rav Yehuda Amar. Really, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is going like Rav Yehuda. The Amar min ha-Torah asar, shenemer ad etzem yom hazeh ad yitzuma shal yom, v'ksavar ad v'ad b'chal. So Rav Yehuda holds that the Oraisa, you have the split is different. The Oraisa, when it's Shas HaMikdash, the Matir is the Omer. The Matir is the ring of the Omer. When it's not the time of the Mikdash, then it's only Mutter Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh. What does it mean? Until the essence of this day. What does until mean? He learns Ad Ve'ad B'chlal. Means until and including. So the Isser only falls away when there's no mikdash, when the day ends. The end of the day. Not at the beginning of the day, but the end of the day. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's a deoraisa. I mean, a deoraisa, when there's matir, when there's omer, the matir is the hekaros omer. When there's no omer, and the time when there's no mikdash, then the matir is the end of the day. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying that when there's no mikdash, the whole day is aser. He's hiskin, he's slacking the whole day's asar. It's not really a gezerah because they're going to get confused and whatever. He doesn't say that. That's the Gemara is imputing to him. But he really meant when the Beis Mikdash is destroyed, it's asar min haTorah until the end of the day. Right? It's asar min haTorah until the end of the day. And he's going like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish are not explaining Rabbi Yehuda. They're explaining Tanakama, who hold that the asar is really only until that in the time of when there's no mikdash, it's really mutter in the first thing in the morning. So you can't ask. As Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish are claiming that the time of the mikdash is really always mutter first thing in the morning, and it's just a mitzvah. Now you're asking on him from Yochanan ben Zakkai, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is not holding like the Rabban. He's holding a Rabbi Yehuda who holds that the Oraisa system is that it's when there's no mikdash, it's asar the whole day. till the end of the day. So that's what he's holding. So there's no kasha. You can't use him. You're misinterpreting Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, basically. You're interpreting Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. I think it's the Gzeira Darabanan, but it's not what he meant. It's not what he meant. Okay, so we're going to have to understand the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, basically. This new position, right? But anyways, I'll just get the Cheshvan of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, are we clear on the facts? Before the Gemara asks, it says, the problem is that when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said this, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai in the Mishnah says that after the Meis HaMikdash, he said, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, she yomar if kula osa, whole day is osa. Then Rabbi Yehuda, who the Gemara is claiming is, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is saying, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, what do you mean? It's osa min haTorah until the end of the day. So how could you, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, say that the Rabbanan where it goes there, it's a deraisa? So now the Gemara is claiming that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai himself is saying it's deraisa, like Rabbi Yehuda. So, but Rabbi Yehuda himself didn't think that. Rabbi Yehuda himself attacked Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and saying, how could you say it's a derabanan and it's a deraisa? So the Gemara basically answers, no, Rabbi Yehuda mistakenly understood Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yehuda thought that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was saying it's a derabanan. But it's not true. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was really saying exactly what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. It's a deraisa. Okay, it says hiskin, which sounds like he made a takana. He says, no, it just means he fixed the problem. Doesn't mean that he made a new takana. He just fixed the old problem. Okay, you get that? You have to hit darash. The hiskin medarash. Darash hiskin. He learned the pasuk and he was set it up. He rectified. You know, doesn't mean it was a new takana. He was just being darash the pasuk and told people what to do based upon the pasuk. Okay, but that's the pshat of the thing. Punchline is there's a new sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. It's against Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but it's a different position because the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are going according to the Tanakama. Tanakama holds like the Mishnah, which says that give me one second. I mean, I guess the Tanakama, it's not clear that there's a Tanakama even. I mean, if you were to read the Mishnah, you wouldn't know. But I guess it's saying is the Mishnah is just talking about the time of the Mikdash. The time of the Mikdash is almost Matya. Right? And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, so Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are saying the reason why, really, in the time of the Mikdash, the morning is Matya. And it's just a separate mitzvah to wait until you bring the Omer. That's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But Rabbi Yehuda is holding, no, that really in the time of the Mikdash, it's the Omer which is Matir. Right? The Eser. Matir the Eser. Right? It's similar to Rav and Shmuel, that the Omer is Matir. But the question is, what about the Tanat in the time of the Mikdash? Right? It almost sounds like it's the same kind of a split system. Like Rav and Shmuel is a split system. In time of the Mikdash, it's the Kavan Omer. Not in time of the Mikdash, it's the beginning of the day. And it sounds like Rav Yehuda is saying, no. Split system, time of the Mikdash, it's the Omer. Not in time of the Mikdash, it's the end of the day. The question is, what's the idea of the end of the day? Like the beginning of the day means like the day is the Matir. So once the day comes about, it's a Matir. Does it make sense to say the end of the day is the Matir? Like he's saying, is it until the day means until the end of the day. But what's that idea? What's that idea? That's the question. What's that machlokas, I guess? Right? It was the end of the day, beginning of the day, that thing. It's good. Levi and John saying it's kind of the way we were learning until now, which I don't know, maybe there's another way to learn, but is that it's not pshat that the end of the day is a matir. Because it's hard to understand what kind of matir is. That the end of the day isn't really an event of a matir. The day is the matir. Say the day is the matir. Etzemayim hazeh means that's a matir. It's a secondary matir. But Yehuda is holding there is no secondary matir. He's just holding is the Torah set up an Eser, whose Matir is Zakar Zomer. Not Zakar Zomer. But now, if you don't bring the Omer, so then the Eser is in place until you can no longer bring it. I mean, you're chayv to bring it. The Omer is always there. Now, so that's it. That's the only matir. There's no. The Torah never posited a secondary matir. According to Rav Shmuel, the Torah set up a secondary matir. And there's no mikdash. The Torah set up a secondary matir. The Om. He doesn't have a secondary matir. He just has the Omer is the matir. And if you don't bring the Omer, so then you're gonna have to wait until the end of the day because then there's no longer the man of the bringing of the Omer, and that's gonna be matir anyways. It's not like a matir. It just this or it falls away, right? So you're not allowed to eat it until the day ends because now there's no longer a matir. Or until you bring the carbon, which is a matir. Right? Yeah, what do you think of that? there is a problem, but it's a good idea, and maybe a problem. Let me ask you a question. Your question? As we said that the Isser is there for the Matir, right? Like, that's the nature of the Isser. The Isser is there. It's not intrinsically total when you eat grain. It just wants you to bring the Omer before you eat the grain, right? Now, let's say it's time of the base, there's no base mikdash. So now, if there is no Matir, because we're not bringing the Omer, so then why is there even an Isser altogether? What's the sense of the Isser? And so the whole Isser is that it's Mutar by the Omer, so then now there is no Omer. So if there is no Omer, so then there should just be no Isser anymore. So we're saying is no, the Isser is still there, and it's only once the Omer can no longer be brought. But what Omer? What Omer? So what would you say to that? If you follow my question, what would you say to that? I understand when there's a base of Mikdash, so then you say the Matir is like, oh, it's Omer. And now, if I don't do it, maybe I can do it. Let's see. You can't do it until the Matir is gone. So otherwise, you're preempting the Matir. But now there is no base of Mikdash, and there's no bringing the Omer. So now what's this? Do it before the Matir? Or what Matir? There's no Matir, there's no Karban, there's no one's bringing the base of Mikdash, there's no Omer. Because I think Levi's saying right is that you have to say that there's still a chova of bringing the Omer. There's still a chova of bringing the Karban Omer, just we can't do it. We don't have a base mikdash or whatever. We have Arabs in the middle of Yerushalayim stopping us from bringing Karban Omer. We can't do it. But there's still a chova of bringing the Omer. It's just that, and therefore there's a chova to bring it, and that's the Matir. Now the chova is, now you're just saying, I'm not doing it. Okay, it's very nice you're not doing it. So, but whatever, but the chovah is to do it, and therefore that's the Matir. And if you eat before you do it, bring the Omer, then you're preempting the Matir. The fact that you know you're not doing it, and you say, I'm not doing it. But that, let's say in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they say, you know what, this year we're just deciding, we're really hungry, we're not bringing the Karban Omer. Okay, we're not bringing it, we just want to eat the meat, the bread right now. Say, I don't care what you want to do, you have to bring it, and that's the Matir. Now, when this money lapses, then there's simply no reality to bring the Omer. So therefore, the Isser falls away. But until this man elapses, there's a Chovas HaOmer, and that's the Matir. You can't just change the thing because you say you're not bringing it, because you still chayav to bring it. So even nowadays, there's still a Chovah of the Matir, and the Chovah still exists. So you can't compare after the 18th, where simply there's no Chovah, the whole institution disappears, versus nowadays, where there is a Chovah, it's just that practically you can't do it. Right? One more question for you. Okay, one more question for you. Back on Rav and Shmuel. So Rav and Shmuel say is that there's a dual Matir. In the time of the Mikdash, the Matir is bringing the Omer. In the time when there's no Mikdash, the Matir is the Yom. Right? The beginning of the Yom, a secondary Matir. Right? But I'll ask you, I'll take this line of reasoning and go and attack Rav and Shmuel. That what? Yeah, what do you mean a secondary Matir? You're always chayav to bring the Omer, and the Omer is the Matir. So what do you mean the Torah is setting up a secondary Matir when you're not bringing, in the time that there's no Mikdash, when you're not bringing the Omer? What do you mean, oh, I'm not bringing the Omer? I'm always chayav to bring the Omer. This should just be one Matir. So what do you mean there's like, how could there be like a secondary Matir when there's no time, when there's no Mikdash? When there's no Mikdash, it's just a practical thing that we're not going to bring the Omer. But there should still be the Matir is, like exactly like Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, the Matir is the Kavos HaOmer, period. Now you're not doing it, so tough break. So then I have to wait until the day ends. What do you mean the Torah is setting up a secondary Matir when there's no Zman of the Mikdash? But there's still a Chovas Omer. What changes whether there is a building called the Mikdash or not? Either way, the Omer should be the Matir. Seems like your Buddha's argument is solid. How could you argue with that? Right? This question I'm going to leave you. How are you going to get out of that? Okay? I think there is a way to get out of it. But you have to say something. See if you can do it. And then what I'd like to do now, after we do this, after we make a little move here, or whether we could or can't, is I'd like to digress. Okay, and this is where it's going to start to get interesting. Is to Rav Chaim. The Griz brings down Rav Chaim about Sfiras HaOmer. So the famous Machlokas, whether Sfiras HaOmer is the Oraisa Darabanan nowadays. Okay. Rebbe maybe did on Shabbos once. I'm not sure if you're okay, good. No one's here. Okay. So there's a good talk brings out Rav Chaim, which tries to explain the machlokas whether or not Sfiras HaOmer is the rest of the Rabbanan nowadays. Okay? And he brings in, it's a little bit of a sidetrack, but not that much. Okay, so I think it's interesting and relevant, and maybe we'll, you know. First, let's see if we can just make a move here on our sugya. Then we'll do that, and then there's a griz on our sugya. Griz, there's two grizzes. One, the griz is quoted in the Rechayim, and then a griz on Sfiras Omer, and then the griz actually on our sugya. And we'll see where it happens. Okay? So, yeah, I would say first think about the problem a little bit. See if you could come up with an answer first, because it would be good if we could derive the answer. I mean, I think something in Griz or Griz Rechayim can help us with our sugya, but it would be nice if we could just derive it, you know, directly from what we're saying. So first think about it, then I'd say to look at the Griz. And so the Griz, let me find that here. It's in the Chedushi HaGriz, Al-Hashavein HaGriz HaLevi, on Shas. Not the Griz on the Ram, the Griz on Shas. In the newer versions, it's page Reish Lamed Dalet. Okay, it's on the Gemara and Sfiras Omer, it's page Samach Vav, Da Samach Vav and Aleph. Piece starts. It's not that big. A Rambam Milchas Tumin Masaf and Pasach. Okay, so you can look at that piece. We'll probably gonna do that piece tomorrow. I mean, we'll start with this problem, but I'm assuming we're gonna do that piece tomorrow. And then after that, we'll take up the next grid, the grid's on our Gemara. Okay, but that won't be for tomorrow. I think tomorrow that should keep us busy. Okay.